Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, December 15th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It is a rainy, windy day here in Northern California, in Sacramento. So let's start with the markets today. And I don't think it was that great of a day. I mean, yesterday we had a little bit of a sell-off after the Fed hike. And, you know, them talking about raising rates up to 3 times next year. We shall see how that plays out. But today, it started off kind of with a boom, right? It looked like we might have an outside shot of hitting 20,000 on the Dow when the market first opened. And I know I was watching Fox Business, and that's all they were talking about was Dow 20,000. Is it coming? Will it come on your watch? What show will it come on? Who gets to announce it? That sort of thing. So my general market thoughts, well, I am still in the market nearly 100%. As I mentioned, I do have some cash on the side that I've been accumulating. Nothing I've sold, but just accumulating and looking to put it into something, but haven't really identified an opportunity to go in anything. The market really has been on a huge run since the election and hasn't given folks a pullback to buy. I mean, unless yesterday was the pullback, right? I think we're all looking for something a little bit more substantial than a 130-point down day. But if things don't play out that way, if we don't get a pullback, I thought that early December to mid-December would be the time where we would see some sort of pullback for tax loss selling, but I guess there's not that much tax loss selling to do, or maybe not a lot of gains to offset, or somewhere in the middle. So that means that'll probably happen next year. So my thought was that we'd see some weakness early December and then strength into the end of the year. But so far, it's just been mostly strength in December. And, you know, through the rest of the year, I don't think it's too likely we'll see a sell-off. Could be. I don't know. I mean, things haven't gone as I expected, but I'm going to stay long here and right now and cash on the sidelines. I am just going to wait for a pullback because I know one will be coming. Don't know from what levels or if the pullback will even be lower than we are today, but that's my plan right now. And the other thing I'm thinking about is how overbought we are and due for some kind of correction. And if that happens, it could be in January, right after the end of the year. And we've seen that before, right? Where the market kind of surges or, you know, stays in place up to the 31st or the last trading day of the year. And then as soon as the new year hits, we see some profit taking and rebalancing and, you know, people putting off some tax moves until the next tax year. And let's face it, next tax year, we could see lower tax rates than we have this year. So maybe that's why we're not seeing some selling of stocks here for folks who want to wait until next year, until we have a new tax policy in place. So that could be postponing stuff. I don't know, but that's my thoughts. And so I'm bullish. I mean, I'm still in the market. I'm worried. Again, I'm a worried bull, a nervous bull. I guess that's the best kind of bull to be. You don't want to be over exuberant, but I'm still in. I'm still dollar cost averaging in monthly with new money. Cash I accumulate on the sidelines a little bit. I'm looking for somewhere to put. Haven't found anything. I was thinking we'd get a pullback in Disney, Nike, other things, but haven't seen much of that. Disney's rallied pretty strongly, and Nike's been up and down. So that would be one. That would be one potential one. Anyways, that's my market thoughts. Hey, do you use Yahoo email? Well, you probably heard by now, they admitted that up to a billion user accounts may have been hacked in some breach that took place in August 2013. That's like over 3 years ago. So maybe it's too late to do anything about it now, right? They sent out an email, said, hey, change your password. But I don't know about you. I've changed my password like 5 times, 10 times since 2013. It is a reminder that you should change your password frequently. And I think at that time, I did have a lot of hacking going on my account and account password stolen and stuff like that. So maybe, you know, in retrospect, 3 years ago, that's why. Anyways, and I mostly use Gmail now anyway, so Anyways, that's Yahoo, but it could impact Verizon's plan on buying them. Verizon was planning on buying Yahoo, their internet business, for $4.8 billion, and Verizon says they're evaluating the latest information. So now that ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson is the pick for Donald J. Trump's Secretary of State, the company board faces a difficult decision. So, if he retired in March at the age of 65, he would be due $175 million in stock compensation. Well, he would be eligible for that. So, but if he retires early from that, that was a break from their policy. Would he still be able to get those benefits? It's kind of curious, right? So if you were nominated for a job and the cost of that was $175 million retirement package, I would second think taking that other job. I mean, Secretary of State's a prestigious position, but $175 million? What's more important to you? Maybe this guy's rich enough and it's not the money, but that's a lot of money, right? Facebook is talking about fake news. They've rolled out some further steps to stem the circulation of misinformation. So what they're doing is they're flagging certain stories determined by third-party organizations as disputed. And so they're relying on third-party organizations. So somebody else is going to determine whether or not that article you're reading is suspicious. So this is going to increase the difficulty of sources of such news to benefit financially. A lot of folks trying to get clickbait on there, get you to click on stuff. But, you know, at the cost of not having free speech and having somebody edit your free speech, I guess the articles will still be there, but they'll be flagged, right? So they'll be suspicious. A lot of suspicious news out there these days. GoDaddy's back for the next Super Bowl, but you know who's out? Frito-Lay. So GoDaddy has the usually kind of suggestive advertisements. And so they're back in. They're going to have their ads in. But you know who's out is Frito-Lay, which is Doritos, right? I mean, Doritos usually has some of the better commercials during the Super Bowl. I mean, that's my opinion. And I like Doritos. Not that Doritos needs Super Bowl commercials to sell Doritos. Who doesn't like Doritos? They're usually one of the better ones. They're one of the better ones. So in Russia news today, I mean, there's a lot of Russia news every day. To me, this is where we start venturing into the fake news category. And, you know, like I said before, I don't know when it comes to Russia, if it's fake, if it's real. I'm assuming half of what I read is true, half of what I read is fake. I have a hard time distinguishing which is which, to be honest with you. So I'm just assuming everything is fake. And this seems to be more sour grapes by folks who are trying to upset the apple cart, you know, disenfranchise Donald J. Trump from his electoral victory, planning with the Electoral College voting on Monday. Maybe this is a chance to, or an attempt to sway some electors. And even if it's unrealistic that they'll get enough electors to switch to somebody else other than Trump, it would go to the House at that point and they would vote for Trump anyways. But I guess this is just embarrassing him, right? And so this is what the opposition party does, the party that's not in power. Republicans did it when Obama was president, but they basically try to block everything and be a thorn in the side. And that's what's going on. And Russia came out today and said, hey, it's not them that hacked the election. But, you know, what else are they going to say? They're not going to admit it, right? Anyways, that's Russia news. Nothing really, nothing new. Just a lot of outrage by a lot of the same folks seem to be repeating the same stories over and over on Twitter. Maybe those stories should be flagged, right, for suspicious content. That's all I had. I know there's a lot of other stuff out there. Real estate news came out there today. The strong dollar, that's a big story out there. It's really hitting gold, oil, silver, right? Because things that are priced in dollars. Home builders, you know, confidence surged to 11-year high today. So some better news today. We'll see how long it is before the strong dollar has a negative impact. I think overall a stronger dollar is better for us, but it does hurt us in selling our goods overseas. But our purchasing, it lets us buy more stuff overseas too. So it can reduce costs for companies that are buying stuff from foreign manufacturers, which Trump wants to stop, doesn't he? Anyways, well, hey, have a good Thursday. Stay dry, stay warm, and get that Christmas shopping done.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.